Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We'll be talking education this hour as we get updates here from around the area. We're going to hear from Randolph, Blue Valley, USD 384. School Superintendent John Cox is joining us here via Zoom today. A little later on, we'll hear from Geary County Schools as well. John, good to talk to you once again.
Good to talk with you, Brandon. Thank you for having me.
You bet. We'll see if we are joined by Cliff Williams here, Superintendent at USD 378 Riley County. He's on the road and said he would call in if he could, if he had signal, and then you know how that goes. Sometimes traveling in rural parts of Kansas, the signal doesn't always work. So we'll see if Cliff will join us here in just a bit. But we're navigating through the summer. Are you busy right now with getting planned for the new school year, John?
Yeah, Brandon, we are extremely busy. I left the office yesterday about 5:30, and I just felt drained because we've got so much energy and so many activities trying to be processed and moving forward. It's really that exciting time of the year as we get ready to start school. It's also kind of a scary time of the year, you know, as we finished last year, kind of on a COVID high of, you know, no masks and such, and planning for the year to start. It'll be interesting to see with the new guidance and all of the variants that are out there, how they really affect us. But we've got a plan in place, and we're working towards doing that. So it's an exciting time of the year.
Now, what is the first day of classes for you guys up there?
Our first day for students is August 12th. We're starting a little early. I know I'm not speaking for Cliff, but I know they're starting just a little bit later because of construction. But we're starting August 12th, and our teachers come back on the 9th. We've got some fun activities planned for them. And I feel fortunate this year that with retirements and other things that went on last year, we've got some new teachers coming in. So our new teachers report for duty on this coming Friday on August 6th. And then that's an exciting piece to the puzzle that I did not get to experience last year because we didn't have that opportunity. So it's really exciting for staff to think about coming back and getting that plan going.
And now you've got a year under your belt here in the school district, a little more settled in now than maybe you were last August.
Yeah, I feel more settled. I feel like I know the processes. Now it's just remembering what you did, because last year was kind of a blur. To be honest with you, from the day I started until the end of the year, it just felt like it was one big massive day because of all of the things that went on. And I didn't get a chance to do a lot of superintendent activities because I was worried about and dealing with COVID issues. So I'm excited this year that we're starting the year off in a positive way. We've got some activities planned, and we're going to do those in a safe and social distanced way. And so it feels more like the beginning of a school year. You know, if I was an NCAA team of some sort, that last year would have been my asterisk year. And now I can move on to a full superintendency.
Okay. I like it. That's a good analogy there. So obviously there's a lot of moving parts here as we get ready for the school year, and you guys starting here in just 2 weeks, a little earlier than even Manhattan. I think Manhattan's first day is August 18th. So knowing that and with what the CDC announced yesterday, what the school board might decide here over the next couple weeks could change quite a bit here as regarding masks.
Yeah, that is true. We've got a couple of plans in place. We've got a plan A and a plan B, and plan B is the one that would look very similar to last year, with us starting with masks and such. I'm hoping and praying that doesn't necessarily happen, simply because it will be detrimental to our staff and to our students after we ended the year last year with masks optional. We're meeting later this week to go over our plans and discuss them. I've vetted them through our administrative teams and our district staff leadership team. We think we're on the right path, and our goal is to open schools as safe as possible, making sure that our kids have every access to every activity that they can have, and keep the doors open much the same way as we did last year. And I think what we learned last year about social distancing and proper cleaning and sanitizing things is really going to pay off. And it's offering us a little more flexibility this year with our class sizes being relatively small, so between 16 to 20 students per class. We're able to kind of manage that a little bit better, and it's going to open some opportunities up for us to relax a little bit while we maintain our safe protocols.
I was going to say, you don't have the same sort of issues that maybe some of the bigger school districts in Johnson County would have. I know Shawnee Mission yesterday mentioned they're going to have mask requirements for all elementary students, I believe it was. Don't remember the exact wording on that, but you know, with your class sizes, it's a lot easier to space people out. And I mean, last year you had a senior class of four, so that's you know, pretty easy to do.
Exactly. This year, our enrollment is up. We've added two to five new students for the year. Our kindergarten class has increased, and with the addition of our pre-K building, 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds. We're almost at capacity there. Our 4-year-old class has filled up, and we have spots available for our 3-year-olds. But when we sent out the information on that last year, we were expecting a good sized group, but we weren't expecting to fill the classes and maybe potentially have a wait list. So that's really good as far as our enrollment processes go for the future. But we've had families move into our area because of the space that we have and the beauty of the Flint Hills and the things that our district offers. And it's exciting to see us grow, even if it's in small portions towards the future.
All right. Enrollment, is, I know that's probably mostly underway. Have you got everybody enrolled that you should have, or is you still got a few openings for that now?
We opened enrollment a couple of weeks ago, and the office staff was super excited about the way the process went. Last year was our first year for doing online enrollment, and the process went very smooth, but we had the best initial turnout for online enrollment that they've had for enrollment in recent years, even with the in-person enrollment. So we were excited about that. Currently, we have about 50% of our students enrolled, and I know that there's vacations going on and other activities that parents may not have had an opportunity to do that, but this is an opportunity to remind everybody listening that, you know, go out and enroll your students. It's all online, usd384.org. Look for the enrollment tab, and that will walk you through the process. And if you have any questions or run into a snag here or there, please give us a call at 785-293-5256, and we'll be happy to walk you through that. It's very easy. If I can do it for my two children, it's easy to do technology-wise, so you shouldn't have any problems.
Okay, good to know. And enrollment continues here. First day of classes, just a couple weeks away, 2 weeks from tomorrow, in fact, for Blue Valley schools up in Randolph. Let's take a break. We'll come back and more here with John Cox. We'll see if we can connect with Cliff Williams, possibly. Stay tuned. In Focus continues after this on KMAN.